Sue on Radio 1. It's out on Monday. May have spotted Colin and I wearing our Thrills t-shirts on Top of the Pops last night. No, didn't think you did, Chris. Too busy feeding yourself. At the back of the UK after the recent trip to Japan.
Oh, he's coming. He's on his way.
It was a joke. It was a joke. I was only teasing.
He's stropped off.
Don't strop off. Joking. Anyway, we are playing a university contest. We had our first round yesterday where I got absolutely whipped by Colin's team. Rubbish, I was. And then this morning, Chris Miles played against Comedy Dave. Comedy Dave succeeded in getting through the next round. And now, Dave, just wait a minute. I'm not putting your mic up yet because I've not asked you a question, Colin, okay? Sorry. So shut it. So today it is Dave in the final against Colin. But Colin... He seems to have acquired another team member on your team. Who have you got now?
Oh, they've taken Chris Moyles into our camp, being the saviour of Radio 1 and from Leeds. We decided to have him in here. It makes it the ultimate dream team indeed. Philippa, Siobhan. Can I just point out that Philippa managed to know what the chemical symbol for salt was yesterday?
Yeah, how?
18 letters
can
and 16 words.
Can I ask how
words.
You knew that? How did you know that?
I really don't know.
No, the answer is she's a genius, all
okay.
right?
And to make things fair, Dave, you've also acquired another member on your team.
Yes, I'm joined again by Anne and also by Ellie, but with his advanced years and general knowledge, I thought I would rope in our producer, Mr. Grey Edward Kinder.
I am the secret weapon of this team.
Marvellous. All right, well, it's time to play University Contest. I'm not even going to try and do it this time. I'm just going to let it play out as it is, okay?
Yeah.
University
contest.
Asking the questions.
Jeremy Edith Bowman.
Nearly.
Almost. It's good, but it's not quite right. Okay, you join us for the final of University contest. You have 2 minutes on your buzzer end. Can I hear your buzzers? Thank you very much. You must not answer until you have buzzed. Please remember, we have made the rules. Well, I have made the rules for this round. They're my rules. I'm sticking to them, so you have to too. Are you ready?
Come on, T.
Yes.
Your 2 minutes.
Come on,
ready.
Start.
Come on.
Nice.
Okay, the tallest tree in Yorkshire is a lime tree in Duncombe Park near Helmsley, but the nearest... Dave?
20 metres.
Wrong. Oh, wait a minute. That's in feet. How many feet?
That would be 60
feet. 30.
No, wrong. You said 60.
We'll go
wrong.
60.
Wrong. It was 150 feet. In the film Dirty Dancing, what did Baby famously carry? Dave.
A watermelon.
Correct. What is the lifespan of a dragonfly? Chris, sorry, Colin.
I didn't even hear that. What was that?
What is the lifespan of a dragonfly? No, it's wrong. Dave.
One day.
24 hours. Correct. The record for most league appearances for Leeds United. Colin.
Didn't you ask me this yesterday?
I did ask it yesterday. I can't bloody remember.
Okay, I'm going to pass it over.
Jack Charlton!
Correct. Charlton. Okay, I'll give that one to Colin. What's the name of Ginger Girl in Girls Aloud? Dave.
Nicola.
Correct. How many miles is it from Leeds to Sheffield? Dave.
20.
No. Colin.
36.
No, 33. How old is Prince William?
What?
How old is Prince William? Dave.
20.
Dave.
21.
Correct. Which weighs more, an artichoke or an avocado? Colin.
Avocado.
Correct. Duncan, Simon and Ant are all...
Blue.
No, that wasn't the answer I was looking for. Dave, you get the whole question. Duncan, Simon and Ant are all in blue, but who's the bloke we've missed out?
Lee,
correct. Which motorway links Manchester to Leeds?
M62.
Colin, correct. What star sign is Duncan from Blue? Colin.
Venus. Capricorn.
Wrong, Dave.
Gemini.
Wrong, it's Aries. Last question, I've started, so I'll finish.
Hey.
How many muscles does a cat have? Oh, wait, can I finish the question? Because it's quite a good question, please.
As long as we get it first.
How many muscles does a cat have in each ear? Colin.
I just buzzed for special effect again.
Colin.
As we can take a time now, as this is the last question.
No, you can't. I'll pass over in 3 seconds.
Siobhan.
Five.
Wrong. Dave?
I'm going to say 7.
No, the answer was 32. I'm going to play a trail and I'll come back and tell you who's won after this. Monday. Coldplay and the Scientist on Radio 1. You may have heard a lovely cloud singing along in the background there. That's because we are live in Leeds at Leeds Met Students Union for Radio 1 on the road, and you join us at a very tense moment because we have just played the final of a university contest between Colin Murray's team and Comedy Dave's team. Who's won? You think Colin's won? Well, I'm afraid you'd be wrong! With 5 points, 5 correct answers in 2 minutes, it's Comedy Day!
All right, everyone, drink up, we're leaving.
Oh, he's such a bad loser.